Now we come to a very unusual thing, and it was a custom of that day. And it's the bride now speaking. And this brings us to the fourth canticle. This is the fourth song, a little folk song. I didn't bring my guitar today, so I can't sing it for you. But listen to it. Verse 2, chapter 5, Song of Solomon. I sleep, but my heart waketh. That's marvelous, isn't it? My heart is awake. I'm on the alert. I'm watching. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. He's been out in the night. He's been busy. Bride crawled up in bed. All the church today needs to hear this message. All of us believers need to hear it today. And let's get out of bed and get busy. If the Lord gives us health, let's start moving for Him. I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I wash my feet. How shall I defile them? And she rationalizes now. She said, I'm already in bed. Now, remember in that day, even in a palace, the bedroom floor was dirt generally. And here, it's a dirt floor. And she says, I'm in bed. I've washed my feet, and I got in bed. I don't want to get out and get my feet dirty again. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels, that is my emotion, they were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. Now, the custom of that then, it was a lovely custom, was this, that when a man was in love with a girl, and he really wanted to express that love, that she was the only one, he'd go to her home, and they had always a hole in the door where you could reach a hand through to get the handle on the inside. They were very uncivilized in that day. They didn't lock the doors. They didn't have people breaking in like they do today. We're civilized, and they were uncivilized. But anyway, why the lover would come, he would reach inside, not open the door, but he would put myrrh and frankincense on the handle of the door. And when she would come to open the door, why, this wonderful fragrance would get on her. Now you have that picture here. She heard his voice, and she knew he was somewhere around. And she got up and went to the door. And when she took hold of the handle, well, there was myrrh and frankincense and the sweetness of it, the sweetness of his presence, you see. He'd been there. And I think if we'd get a move on today, a great many of us, start doing something for God, we'd find sometime the sweetness of his presence on the handle of the door, on our own bedchamber. We'd feel like that we have had real personal fellowship with him. What a beautiful picture this is, and frankly, what a glorious picture this is. Now, this brings us actually to the end of this song. Wasn't this a little gem? By the way, it's the briefest of the songs, but it's a beautiful thing.